It's Matty Gold for Ausmade. We are playing the biggest Aussie hits at night right around the country. And someone else that is spreading her energy around now with some brand new music. It is Boy, B-O-I. She is sick of loving you, and that's her brand new one. It's called a sophomore single. We're having a debate. Is that the first year or the second year? She's going to tell us right now. Boy, thank you so much for coming on Ausmade.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Right, so sophomore, what do we think? Is it first year or second year?
To be honest, I feel like the sophomore technically should be the second because this is my second single.
Google it right now, sophomore. A second-year university or high school student.
They were right, thank goodness.
Puts the end to that debate. But we're loving Sick of Loving You. How did it come about?
Basically came about because I hadn't grieved my very first relationship that I was in. It was a long relationship, like 6 years. And
wow.
I was young, and like I think I was like 15 when I first started dating him. And so it was almost coming of age where I've been with this person that ultimately I knew I was never going to be with.
Sure.
Forever. But I loved them so much that I endured the years of love because the madness that love is. And like, you know, we drive ourselves crazy loving somebody. I didn't even realize that I hadn't grieved about that relationship.
We've got imaginary boys that this one's following up as well. A bit of a story to go with that one.
Again, it just sort of came out of my mouth in words this time and melodies. I don't know, I was in a band with my brother and two other guys who are also really good friends of mine 5 years, and we toured a lot, and I've always sort of just been one of the boys kind of thing and not really had a lot of girlfriends, and that's kind of how the name came about. But also Imaginary Boys was written specifically about the fact that I'm a bit of a daydreamer. And I, you know, guess I have a lot of energy, and a lot of it I like to think is positive. And I think that in my relationships, I like to see the good in people. And sometimes I've been caught daydreaming because really I'm in love with the version of themselves that is in my head and not the one that's in real life. I guess as a girl as well, like, I mean, girls and guys growing up, you know, have all these beautiful stories of these picture-perfect romances and fairy tale endings. And I guess the reality is that it's not all rainbows and waterfalls, I guess.
Some of the experiences that you have had. How about Splinter in the Grass? You're with LDR, you, and you've done some stuff with the Chainsmokers as well.
That was like crazy experience, especially because the guys called me up like a week before Splendor and was like, oh yeah, Anna, we need you to play Splendor with us. Are you available? I was like, what am I going to wear? Like, it was actually the most incredible experience. Sadly, as per usual in my life, I'm the walking existence of yin and yang, but my grandma passed away that morning.
Oh, heck.
Of Splendor. Yeah, it was a really crazy experience, but also in all of that from happening, that's actually what led me to meet my manager now, Mark. The universe aligned because I went home from Splendor that night after having to not grieve my grandma all day because I had to get into the headspace of singing. And then I had the most amazing experience on stage that I really enjoyed, but also I couldn't enjoy it as much as I thought I would be able to because I was just thinking about grandma, and then went home and literally went to bed, and then something just came to me and was like, go to the party, wiped all my makeup off, and I'd fully, like, you know, gotten into bed, had a bit of a cry, and I had this feeling, it was just like, go to the party. And I showed him one song that I'd written, and then Mark called me up a few days later and was like, hello mate, I'd like to manage you, I'd like to fly to Melbourne tomorrow to meet you. And that was a year ago.
Cool.
Yeah, it was pretty amazing.
Yeah, everything kind of happens for a reason.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, and what else is happening for you at the moment? What are we looking forward to?
Just writing, I guess. I'm actually going to LA in November.
Awesome.
Which is going to be pretty amazing. I've been lucky enough to tee up some writing sessions with some pretty influential producers. So that's really exciting to find what's going to come out of that. I had my first gig in Newcastle, which is awesome. That's like my hometown.
Awesome. And where else can we find some info about Boy? You on all the socials?
Oh, on the line. You know, you can find me on the line, on all the socials. Just B-O-I, because I don't know, I like to be different.
No, that's cool. That's, you've got to be you, especially in an industry of music where people are creative too. So that's very cool.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, Boy. Well, we're going to play Sick of Loving You right now. Do you want to introduce it for me?
This is Boy, and you're listening to Sick of Loving You.